Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 21st, I think, of April 2026. It's 6:30. I have a cup of coffee. I have a slurp. I need to find somewhere to put it. And that's not a very safe place. I was just trying to sit in my chair, but oh, it may be down here. There we go. And I'm going to smoke my pipe this morning. I just need to give it a good clean with a pipe cleaner. It's another dry day by the looks of things. Yesterday was a dry day. The pond up on the land is getting ridiculously low. Our water supply. It hasn't rained, so we can't collect any water in any other fashion. We are taking water up with us each time we go to the land. Obviously we can't carry that much, we're not a Bowser, and everything's drying up, so we could do with some rain. However, we are going to, now that we've got this caravan, actually stay in the caravan for a couple of nights. We've stayed once, one night to test it out. Now we're going to stay for a couple of nights, and hopefully at the end of this we'll have a English couple video. I have a video that I recorded on the land yesterday as I was up there, and then you commuted back. Let's get this pipe clean. It's a little pipe. I think it's an apple. I call an apple pipe. I do like it, but it's quite old now, and the mouthpiece that joins to the main briar section is a bit loose, which is a shame. There's probably things one can do. There we go. Anyway, it's clean, and I'm going to smoke something called, I think it's called Black Cordial. I forget who makes it now. Anyway, that's good. So looking forward to that. So this is, you know, a question of packing for a few days. I've got a book to send out that somebody had bought, which is very nice. Oops. Let's get this tobacco in there. This is, this is what was sent to me. It's a lovely aromatic, deep, dark Cavendish and various other things. It's been fermented in some way. I'm not quite sure how they do it, but it's a very pleasant smoke anyway, and it's a little moist, which is how it's nice, how it's supposed to be, really. Some of the tobaccos I've got, that, see, if I don't smoke one tin at a time, generally I find they dry out. We've got to plant our tobacco seeds. Must get that done. And get our... Well, I've got to finish this polytunnel. I've been building a cattery because Julia has cats, and it saves her having to keep going and looking after them and feeding them and all those sort of things. Well, we still have to feed them, but we're going to take them with us. And if it doesn't work, the cattery and all the bits and pieces, the little mesh that we've used, it's not chicken wire actually, it's a different type of wire, but it's very good, would double up in time as a chicken run, so nothing is lost. Let's get the lighter going. There we go. So I haven't managed to find as yet an FTP program, which is the program I need for my Ubuntu software on my laptop to upload the Naked Englishman to the server. Where's my tamper gone? Here it is. Although I could record stuff, I won't be able to put them up. So the answer is, I may record some episodes on the little Zoom that I record this on. And then I'll have to load them up when I get back. So apologies for that. So you won't get them on the day, in the next few days. I hope I don't forget. I may forget. There's so much to do. And it depends what the weather's doing, I suppose. But, yes, anyway, that's all I can offer you, I'm afraid. I hope that's acceptable. So you'll suddenly get a number of them. If everything goes to plan. I need to make sure that the Zoom is actually charged up. Otherwise, we won't be able to do it. I'll have to take some batteries. This is the problem. When you go away, you suddenly sort of de-rig a whole load of bits of gear that you're using all the time. You need a kind of a duplicate set of stuff. And I think that's what we'll end up having to do in the caravan. Well, it's always I'm always nervous about leaving stuff because you always think that someone's going to break in. But if they break in just to take a very small AA battery charger, well, they're very sad people, aren't they? This pipe whistles, I've noticed. Can you hear that? We'll try and keep it away from the microphone so it doesn't annoy you. Yeah, so we'll be there. We're not quite sure whether it's one or two nights or possibly three nights. It really depends how we get on with the cats. And if the cat thing is a complete and utter disaster, we'll have to bring it back. It's not quite finished, so even as we arrive, I have got a couple of bits and pieces to do to it. So they'll just sit in the caravan for now. I mean, at night time they'll come in the caravan because it's, you know, if the temperature drops, don't want them cold. It's really just about in the daytime. Two of them are elderly cats and they might wander off and get lost. Mo is not an elderly cat. He's sort of halfway through his life, so he'd be fine. It's taken a couple of days to sort this bloody thing out. In the meantime, everything else is on hold. Got to get our potatoes in. I don't know whether we're going to take the potatoes or not. We've got the main crop of potatoes, but have we got anything to put them into? Well, yes and no. We've got to prepare the bed. They're chitting at the moment. Our other potatoes, the earlies, are in and they're now beginning to sprout, so we've got to get them covered up. I've got to get the polytunnel finished. This big polytunnel has been a huge challenge and not as easy as, well, it ought to be very easy, but we're making it from available wood, and the available wood is quite chunky. And been trying to work out a way where I don't have to buy a million coach bolts to hold the bloody thing together. And also, because it's going to be not a polytunnel with a... It's not really a tunnel at all. It's got an apex on it, or will have. And one of the reasons is I want to have a gutter to collect water. So, although it'll let the light in, and I'm sure it'll do all the job that a polytunnel will do, it's more like a Victorian greenhouse. And it's got to have a ridge, or an overhang, rather, to collect water in. So that I can have a gutter down to a downpipe into a... barrel, water butt. It's really annoying me, this pipe, this morning. I keep putting my tamper down, I keep bloody losing it. Where's it gone? Where's it gone? It's only a stick. bear with me. It's snuck, as they say in America. It's snuck. Somebody said that on a podcast. I said, snuck. It's sneaked under my leg. Anyway, get this going. Some tobaccos take a lot of lighting, and some don't. And of course, when you start talking, the problem is that you're not drawing air across the tobacco and it goes out. You're not bringing the smoke into your mouth and enjoying the flavour. Anyway, seems to be all right now. I do like it as a pipe. Funny, isn't it? Certain tobaccos, I think, work better in certain pipes. It must be the shape of the bowl, the draw of the pipe. It's you wouldn't think, would you? You just think you put the tobacco in, you light it and you smoke it. But actually, there's a lot of nuances that go along with it that you don't really think about. Anyway, so that was the main thing. I've brought back my electric drills and my electric screwdriver thing. You know, these gun-shaped pieces of equipment that you can drill holes in. Power screwdriver, I suppose they are. Charged them up. This is the problem. We don't have any electricity up there as well. So I have my generator, and I do have some petrol. So at least I can utilise that for charging things. I have my Power Oak, which I've had for a long time. That can charge things like a laptop and phones. It's only 300 watts, whereas my generator is 3,500 watts. I think you can even use a kettle on it. I'm not sure. Electric kettle, quite why you would when we've got gas, which I think is more economic. And even more economic is my Zoom that we were given. This is a wood stove, a little portable wood stove. It's basically a cylinder that you put twigs into. It's like a camping stove. And you light the twigs and you get heat out the other end. The only issue that there is with that is that you blacken from the smoke everything. It would be good. There are, I think, some small stoves, like wood-burning stoves, with a small chimney and a metal plate, so that you can put saucepans and kettles and whatever on the top when the fire is not actually hitting the kettle, and so therefore it's not producing the soot and smudging it over. And you know, if you accidentally lift the bottom of the utensil, you don't get blackened fingers and things. It's just difficult when you're washing up and you suddenly get all this black soot into the washing up bowl. So I'm going to have to look at one of those as well as an option. We do have a wood burning stove actually in the tool shed. It's not a tool shed. I keep calling it the wrong name. It's a workshop. I need to get a little grate for it. I did order a grate some time ago. We were thinking of having it running last in the winter, but because it was mainly rain and the workshop was not finished. But as we get into cold weather towards the end of the year, I need to get a little grate so it just lifts the logs off the ground a little so that it has airflow on the inside and can heat up. I also need to get a blade for my angle grinder, and I have some fire bricks which need to go in it. I just need to trim them a little bit. Of course, I bought them with the intention of doing all of this, but there's so many other priorities, and it's not a priority to get the wood-burning stove going at the moment because the weather is warm. So it's put on the back burner, so to speak. it's very easy to put too many jobs on the back burner. But in a way, what we've discovered is there's so many, as I say, priorities. There's so many, there's sort of things that need to be done immediately. And then your priorities shuffle around a bit. And you can get to a point where, you know, I don't like really jobs which are not finished. But you get to a point where you've got to a point where, well, that's good enough for now. Well, let's get this other thing done. Because we're right at the very beginning. I mean, I know we've been there 6 months, but we're right at the very beginning. There's only the two of us. And mostly it's hand tools, a couple of power screwdrivers and things, and a power saw. Oh, I must take my power saw. My paracel. Because there's only the two of us, and so everything is like, what? And then the seasons change. The urgency of different things change. You suddenly think, oh, crikey, we've got to get these potatoes in. We've got to get this polytunnel up. We've got to make a cattery all of a sudden. Pond is emptying. We need some more water. And everything just chops and changes. And then plants are either succeeding and need putting it in the ground from the pots, or they're failing and need to be reseeded and tried again. Or there's a vermin issue and we need to put chicken wire or nets around things to stop the mice or the birds and things. So you're trying to work methodically and get things constructed and ready and on the go. And then time, of course, you're going, well, it's nearly the end of April. This polytunnel must get done. We've got these things like tomato plants, and we want peppers and all these various things in this bigger tunnel, because the other one is only really a greenhouse. So there's only so much room in it. So it's a bit pandemonium. And then, of course, we're just driving up until now on a daily commute, and we can't get there every single day, and it costs a lot to go there. And you think, bloody hell, what have we done? But of course, the joy and the pleasure of seeing this slowly come together, the journey, not the travelling journey, but the overall experience journey, is fantastic. Being out in the country, stopping and looking at the birds, listening to the wind in the trees, feeling the sun on your face and on the rest of the body, trying to chop brambles down in the pouring rain, you know, all these things are just very pleasurable. And so although it sounds as if one's going, God, there's so much to do and what have we done, and, you know, it's a nightmare. It's not a nightmare. It's like, at the end of the day, none of it really matters. But it all matters, if you see what I mean. It all matters. It matters to be there. That's the key thing. Anyway, I probably waffled on too much at the moment. I'm enjoying my pipe too much. Anyway, after the 3 days of being on the land 24/7, as it were, it would be a good test to see how much one achieves. And also, because we're staying in a caravan, whether we get on each other's nerves, both Julia and I, and the cats. I'm sure there will be moments of tension, but on the whole, it'll be fine, of course. But what I'm really looking forward to, and even though we stayed one night in the caravan the other day, last week, and we woke up and it was raining, and we went to bed and it was not raining as in enough rain for the pond. It was that sort of horrible misty rain where the water is in the atmosphere, and it's just, you know, you can't really just sit out and enjoy it unless it was really warm and you could get under some cover or something. Anyway, point was, the evening was stay in the caravan and sort out stuff. So what I'm really looking for is those, like we have at the moment, that we haven't been able to stay long enough, because by 6 or 7 I'm on the road back, spend an hour travelling. So you get back 7 or 8, then you light the Essie. By the time you've cooked, it's sort of 9 or 10, and then I'm off to bed, which is not a good thing for the old stomach and sleep. So I'm looking forward to those somewhat relaxing evenings, or a pottering evening. You go, oh, I'm just going to go and do this job, and not have that sort of mad rush to get home, or that mad rush in the morning, so that one can just get up and go, oh yes, I'm going to go for a walk, I'll go for a smoke, I'll sit under here, watch the sunrise, all of those things, all the things. So we'll see if this week that happens. Probably start raining now, won't it? But anyway, there we go. Right. With this noisy pipe. I don't know why it's so noisy. It's obviously not packed properly. But I will go and I will leave you now. It's like there's air coming in from a different place. Anyway, I will leave you now, and hopefully I will have at least one recording, if not two, to play in when we're back. So hopefully that's something. I'll have to put a sock over the microphone, because there'll probably be a light breeze. But there may be bits in the caravan, or in the workshop, or in the polytunnel, or in a little wooded area. Who knows? Anyway, thank you for listening. I will catch up with you in due course.